We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. We got a big hour, lots more. We're going to talk about owners and how important it is to have one that really fights for you the way John Middleton and Jeff Lurie have done for many years in this town, unlike the winter teams, which we will also discuss. But on the line with us right now is our football expert, sponsored by Panther East, the premier distributor of safety in the Philadelphia region. Go to PantherEast.com. The Gridiron Genius, GM Shuffle podcast, Mr. Mike Lombardi is with us. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Angelo.
Hey, Mike, we're going to just start with this because you have worked for a number of great owners in football. How important is an owner to winning championships?
Well, I think it's the number one essential ingredient. And I think what fans don't understand is the most important thing an owner provides is alignment. So whatever, how Jeffrey runs his Eagle team, it's all completely aligned. It's from him through the organization. And that alignment allows everybody to understand their jobs, understand their roles, and then act upon those roles and handle that. So it's really important. And, you know, a lot of these owners in the league, they don't understand how to create alignment. And that alignment is why there's so many teams that are back and forth. For example, the Houston Texans, there's really no alignment there. You know, the general manager is kind of from one school of thinking. The head coach is from another. When you don't have that alignment, you can't win.
All right. You work for Al Davis. You work for Robert Kraft. You work for Jeff Lurie. I know I'm leaving out some other big-name owners. Who was the best?
I think I worked for Eddie DeBarlo, too, and he was by far the best. You know, he allowed Bill to create the alignment within the company, and he was overly generous with his – and I was a young man at that time, and I didn't realize – I thought all owners were like Eddie. But all of them that I've worked for, every owner that I've worked for has been – you know, Art Modell was great. He was impatient, and he was impetuous, but it was fun to be around him. You know, I really haven't had a bad experience with an owner other than when I was in Cleveland where, you know, the owner would say one thing, Jimmy Haslam, and then a day later he wanted to do something different. And that lack of alignment is what kills you.
All right. He is this, we always use culture, but he's saying alignment. It's all got to be the same philosophy. Mm-hmm. Let me get to, Mike, let me get to the Eagles on Sunday against the Titans. What did you think?
I thought it was really, really good. I thought what they did was exceptionally smart in terms of they came out knowing that it was going to be tough sledding to run the ball, to use their six-back attack. So they decided to run a more of a play-action pass game and attack the weakness of the Tennessee defense, which was their corners. And they allowed Hurts to make all his throws off of play-action, had a lot of easy throws, not that you know, he throws a great deep ball. And that allowed them to get the lead. And when you got the lead on Tennessee, you basically told Tennessee you can't play this game anymore. So you took Henry out of the game, and you put the burden on their offensive line, which isn't very good at pass protecting. So I thought it was the right way to approach it. It's going to be the same approach they need to take against the Giants this week, which is because the Giants, they want to play a slow, methodical. They got to stay attached, get the game to the fourth quarter, try to win it there. And if they have to throw it 50 times, they won't win it, and it's the same thing that Tennessee did. Once Tennessee, it became a passing game for Tennessee, they had no chance to win.
Mike, what we saw, you know, without the authority that you have, we saw a lot of fixes. We saw an Eagles team that was tackling poorly suddenly handle the run a lot better. And I guess the thing we came out of it with, if you could stop Derrick Henry on 30 yards, then Saquon Barkley shouldn't be that hard for you, right? Is that too simplistic a look at it?
Well, I mean, it shows you can play better run defense. And obviously, Sue getting in there and you know, Jordan Davis coming back, all that helps them, helps you in terms of that. But it's a different offense. So what this Giant team tries to do is they try to stretch you horizontally. They try to make you defend the width of the field with their bootlegs, their nakeds. And then that opens up, that hopefully loosens up the inside. Whereas Tennessee was trying to run a lead back attack. They were trying to run downhill, and the Eagles mastered it. And once you got Henry to redirect, he becomes a different back. And again, without Tannehill's ability to make plays in the passing game, they had no, once Burks got hurt, I mean, who are their receivers on Tennessee? My Lord, they don't have any skill at all. So you really weren't threatened on the outside.
But they don't have any receivers because they traded A.J. Brown,
yeah.
And it got the GM fired. But was that really?
I don't think that's really what got him fired, Angelo. No, I think that was culmination of things. First of all, you know, remember 2 days before the draft, the head coach said, we're not going to trade A.J. Brown.
Yes.
And then the general manager traded him. So I think he embarrassed his head coach. But I think more than anything, I think what happened in Green Bay, after they beat Green Bay on that Thursday night game and they fly home and the offensive coordinator got a DUI. Now, there's no alcohol supposed to be on any airplanes.
Oh.
And so the general manager's in charge of that, you know. And so that we haven't seen the report coming out of the league office on what's going to happen. But I think there's a lot more to that than actually his bad drafting and the decision to trade this. He got a contract extension last offseason, John Robinson we're talking about. And and he got that even though he had a lot of bad drafts and made some bad trades. So I think there's more to that than the meets the eye.
All right, Mike, ESPN has an analytics department. And
they said
that the Cowboys are 50-50 to go to the Super Bowl and have the best chance of any team to win it. You buy that?
Well, I don't buy much that comes out of that analytics department. I mean, they told me last week that Tua played really well. I mean, it's like I read that stuff and just say, where does this come from? It's like Pro Football Focus. You know, they say this guy is the second best tackle in all of football. And I'm like, oh, we're watching a different game. I don't know how you can make that statement. I really don't. I don't know where they get their numbers from. But you hide behind a curtain. I mean, this is what happens is, like, you know, you make an evaluation. I make one. Either you're right or wrong. But when they do it under the guise of our stat department, where does this come from? I mean, is this the Bat computer that runs the numbers and Batman says, okay, here's what it is? I mean, I just ignore it. I mean, it's really just a click. You know, it's like, oh, who's going to sign Odell Beckham? You know, they need more clicks. I was told Odell Beckham's he's not even going to be healthy for 8 more weeks. So who's going to sign him? Is he going to play in the XFL? Because that's the time he's going to be ready to play.
Al, this is how good Mike is. He anticipated my next question. I'm not even going to ask it now. OBJ, Marcus Hayes did a terrific column about it. It doesn't sound like the A.J. Brown even wants him in the room.
No.
But he's not going to play, right, Mike? He's not going to play anyway.
Why would you? Yeah. He's not even healthy. He provides clicks for the worldwide leader. That's what he's providing. He provides conversation. He can't pass a physical. I mean, the fact is we have such a hard time, and don't get me started on this subject, we have such a hard time of when a player was once great. This happens in basketball. I won't mention the players, but it happens in basketball where we still think the guy's a superstar when he's not. And that's Odell.
That's it. Yeah, I'm with you. All right, Mike. How big a threat are the Giants to spring an upset on Sunday?
Well, the Giants play one way, right? They're really good. They've played great red zone defense all year. They're good on third down, and they've got to methodically, they've got to run the ball. If the Eagles force Daniel Jones to participate in the game and make him have to throw it and force him to throw a dropback pass, not a play-action pass game, then it's going to be really challenging. It's going to be critical for them to play from in front. Because the Giants can't hold up playing from behind. Look, this is the Giants' season. The Giants have to their schedule is so hard. They've got too many games. They've got to play Washington again next week. I mean, the Eagles are the much better team. The line moved from 7 to 6.5, which was somewhat surprising. I think the Eagles, if they get ahead of them, I think they'll route them.
Mike Lombardi always bringing it. Mike, love it. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks,
be
Andrew.
Well. And let me just say, Al, that this ties in with an obsession that Merrill Reese has developed, all right? Merrill Reese, now before the opening coin toss,
yeah,
he roots for the Eagles to lose. You understand? He wants Hurts to have
so
the ball
I.
first,
yeah.
Score the touchdown, and have the lesser opponent play from behind.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's surprising to me that the coach, that Sirianni, has it going. You know what? It works better if we get it first and score. We should do that. Even if they win the toss out, they should take the ball. That's what Merrill does this every week now. It's very entertaining to hear Merrill go, gee, I hope they lose the toss. And they go, the opponent picks tails. And he goes, heads. And he goes, ah, damn, defer. He doesn't want to defer. All right, let's go back to the board. Mike's up from Douglasville. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how you guys doing?
How are we doing? We're 11-1. Of course we're doing great.
Nah, you said it wrong. We're going to be 12-1.
All right, you're sure of this?
Yeah, I don't think – the way the Giants have been playing lately, you know, I think the start of their season was a little bit of a farce and maybe just catching guys off guard a little bit. Their offense is not talented at all. I mean, their hope is Daniel Jones is going to run for 100 yards. I mean, Saquon Barkley, yeah, he can be a little scary, but, I mean, I think I heard in the update he's banged up. So, I mean, once he gets banged up, it's like he has a different mindset. I mean, as long as we can play mistake-free football, we shouldn't have an issue.
I will say this. It'll be fun to watch the sidelines. Sirianni, that's nasty, Nick. Rhea, you know this.
Yes. Now,
there's a different Nick on the sideline
that shows himself.
He goes crazy. And Daboll.
Looks like he's going to have a heart attack every play.
Daboll looks like Curly in the Three Stooges before they go the Limburger cheese. Remember they gave the Limburger cheese to calm him down? Whoa, 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 whoa. He's going nuts on the sideline. He goes crazy. Mike, you got to see this guy. His face gets all red. You look at him and you say, this seems like it's dangerous for Daboll. He could have a stroke.
He looks like the Chris Farley character who lives in a van down by the river.
No, it's crazy. And I just hope that a couple of early calls go against the Giants so I can see that. Because he will go berserk. It's wonderful. All right, you get first crack at Winner and Weasel. I got Middleton and ESPN. Who do you have, Mike?
Hey, super quick. Did I hear that Ava Graham's going to be in my town this weekend?
Rhea, do we know anything about this?
That's what I have on the Bud Light thing. She's going to be at Island Pizza.
All right.
Here we go. It says, Island Pizza this Sunday, Eagles watch party. Yes, Island in Douglasville.
Should be a party. All right. Tell me what you got.
I mean, I guess the easy one, Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts, winner. Aldide, he is again the NFC Player of the Week. Rhea is the judge of this. Rhea, Middleton or Hurts?
Hurts is winning so much right now. Yeah. I got to keep
That's why I didn't pick him.
Middleton.
That's why I didn't pick him. But Mike, thank you for the call.
Share the limelight.
No, Rhea, I've picked him like six times this season already. He wins all the awards. He is the MVP.
Yes.
215-592-9494. We come back. We learned something yesterday about the importance of owners in sports. Because John Middleton agreed to pay $300, and I didn't include the other players he's paying, too, that they just signed.
And there's more to come.
And Al, it does not sound like he's done. It sounds like he's ready to dig in again. And that's a commitment to winning. And we're going to talk about how they did it, how he did it, how Howie Roseman and Jeff Lurie are doing it with the Eagles, and how the winter teams are not doing it. And why is that? 215-592-9494. Jump on now. WIP Sports Time is 7:16. Let me tell you about BetMGM, an official partner of the NBA and the Philadelphia 76ers. They have a slam dunk offer right now for basketball fans. You can place a $5 wager on any NBA game. If the Sixers are playing at home and they score 110 points or more, you're going to receive a $5 free bet. Enjoy this NBA season like never before with BetMGM's innovative parlay selection features, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and more. Download the app today or go to BetMGM.com. Get a $5 free bet if the Sixers score 110 points at home.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.